God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So 1 Samuel chapters 5 through 7 is the story of the return of the Ark to Israel, the Ark of the Covenant that had been taken by the Philistines or Philistines in battle. It's the story of the return of cities they had lost, the restoration of those cities to Israel, and it's the story of the restoration of Israel to God. And in this story, in chapter 7, verse 12, you find an odd word. I say odd. It's a good word. It's just not a word we use very often. And after God had smitten before Israel the Philistines, as the Bible says in verse 10, 1 Samuel 7:12 says, then, so at a point in time, then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer. It's a hyphenated word, Ebenezer, Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Ebenezer. Now, maybe you've sung the hymn, Come Thou Fountain, an old hymn with an old word, Ebenezer. What in the world does that mean? Now I raise my Ebenezer. What does that mean? Maybe you think of Charles Dickens' character, Ebenezer Scrooge. Maybe you know of a church with this name. Now, you don't find it very often. The last church I was privileged to preach in the spring is a church called Ebenezer, Ebenezer Baptist Church. And it shouldn't surprise you that it's a church that's been around for nearly 200 years. In fact, it may be over 200 years because it's a name we don't often use, but it's a good name. And the very existence of that church all these many years later demonstrates the meaning of the word. The word means stone of God's help. Samuel set up a stone that was to remind them of their rock. God is our rock. He is solid and he is unchanging. And Samuel says, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. In other words, so far, so good. Israel had sinned. They'd made mistakes. They'd had defeat. They lost the Ark of the Covenant. They had lost the manifest presence of God. But now, Samuel says, we need to remember, so far, so good. I remember years ago, hiking up the south face of Mount Eldon in Flagstaff, Arizona. It was facing our original campground of West Branch of Bill Rice Ranch when it was in Flagstaff. It's now in Williams. But I remember there's a boulder field and there's some ponderosa pines dispersed throughout that boulder field. And then as you climb higher, it pitches at more of an angle and the trees disappear and you're kind of going hand over hand up these boulders. And so I'm not a mountain climber, but a friend and I went up the face of Mount Eldon and at some point I kind of raised up over a ledge and there was obvious evidence of a mountain lion that had been staying in those rocks. And I remember thinking, oh boy, I'm kind of in the wrong place. And I looked behind me, I looked down and back behind me, it just went straight down. I did not realize the situation to which I'd gotten myself. And I felt like I can't go back, but I can't really go forward. What do I do? And I kind of panicked for a moment. And then I regained my composure and I was able to climb out of it. But maybe you feel like you're in that spot. Maybe you feel like I can't go back. I don't know how to go forward. I'm kind of in a tight spot between a rock and a hard place. And that's where Israel was. And Samuel said, so far, so good. In other words, look, as you look to the future, it is unknown. Your past, your memories, those are not objective to be sure. You have imprinted your memories with some meaning. Maybe it's correct. Maybe it's incorrect. But the future's unknown. And so I would just encourage you this morning, look, glance back before you look ahead. Samuel said, we have had some failures, we've had some defeats, we have turned from God, but so far, so good. Hitherto the Lord has helped us. Don't miss God's mercy. In verse 3 of 1 Samuel 7, Samuel says, if ye return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the strange gods. Now, who has returned? The Ark of God was returned to Israel. But Israel needed to return to God. Who needed to be put away? Well, Israel needed to put away the strange gods, but they were strange simply because they were some of the same gods, perhaps, that the Philistines were worshiping. The Philistines wanted to put the Ark away, send the Ark back to Israel because God had judged them for holding the Ark of the Covenant. And now Israel needed to put away their false gods. Let me just tell you something. God is our rock. God does not move. And here he gives them an if-then proposition. If ye return to God and serve him only, then he will deliver you. Now, friend, look, don't look to your past and miss God. You know, if you're just a victim or you're just a hero, then you're missing something. You're missing something crucial. None of us have an objective memory. We have a characterized story imprinted on our memory. I'm not encouraging you to see something that's not there. I'm trying to get you to acknowledge something that is there, someone that is there, and that is God. So maybe you look ahead and you think, I can't see the summit. I can't see the end of these rocks. I feel like I'm literally squeezed between a rock and a hard place. Remember that God is good. Don't miss God's mercy. In Israel's case, he subdued enemies, he restored loss, and he brought peace. Verse 13 says, so the Philistines were subdued. They bowed down. They kneeled before the God of Israel. Now, you're going to have enemies, but God can subdue those enemies. I'm not talking about people you don't like. I'm talking about challenges, turmoil, problems that may be embodied in a person, but God can subdue what is before you if you are following him. He restored loss. That doesn't mean you're not going to have loss. It means that God is able to restore. In verse 14, and the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel. God can restore loss. God can bring peace. Verse 14, the last part of the verse says, and there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. Doesn't mean you're not going to have enemies. It means that God is able to subdue. It doesn't mean you're not going to have loss. It means God is able to restore. It doesn't mean you're not going to have turmoil. It means God is able to bring peace. James tells us that our wars with each other come from our wars within. My problem with other people is oftentimes my problem with my own self, my own selfishness, my own heart, my own sinfulness. Look, it is never too soon to return to God, and it is never too late to do what's right if you are still breathing. So Samuel said, look, a lot has happened. Don't know about the future, but so far, so good. When you face an unknown future, glance back before you look ahead.